Yo, how you guys doing? My name's Malcolm. I'm an alcoholic. I should pray and get centered, right? God, please lay aside everything I think I know. About these steps, this book, this program, my disease, myself, and especially about you, God, so I may have an open mind and a new experience. With these steps, this book, this program, my disease, myself, and especially with you, God, God, please show me the truth about the spiritual malady. God, I thank you for my life today. God, thank you for removing the obsession. Amen. Man, I smile when I start to laugh. It's hard for me to be able to keep my composure when I read that, because when I say that out loud, standing on this podium, sweating already. Because when I came in here, I came in here on my second DUI with an ankle monitor on, sent from a power greater than myself, which was called the court system. And they gave me a chance, and there were some things that I said that I was not going to do. You know, and I'll get to that in a little bit, but welcome. You know, Summer, Jeff, Ophelia, you guys are counting days or your first meeting. Welcome. There's somebody that's out there that's wishing they were in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous right now that is dying of alcoholism, wishing they were counting days or wishing that they had their first meeting. And that was me before September 29th, 2021, and I didn't know it. So keep it short, you know, like alcohol, my disease took me to a place. We're growing up, you know, as a young man, like I had a list of things that I said that I was never going to do, you know, like I was never going to disrespect my mother, and I was never going to put my hands on my little sister, and I was going to never leave those kids that came into my life. You know, I was going to be the best father that I could ever be. And slowly but surely, without my permission, every single one of those things on that list got crossed off, you know, without my permission. When I came into these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous on that second DUI that I talked about, I wasn't on a winning streak. I heard somebody say, a speaker say, that I didn't get sent here because I was the best Sunday choir singer, you know, and they said, hey, go to AA. I came in here and all my personal relationships were destroyed. Those kids that I talk about that I'll tell you that I love today and every single day of my life, those kids were not in my life. They were removed from my life because I was a danger to them, you know, and I came in here. And I want to tell you that was the last time I drank when those kids were removed from my life, or the last time when I got that DUI. You know, I kept trying to be able to figure out and change things. And the longest that I could stay sober by myself was about 8 days. And then when incentive, you know, when one of my friends would bet me, you know, $100, Malcolm, that you can't stay sober. You bet you can't. You won't drink for 30 days. And for me, that was an easy $100. And so I found that he took $800 from me in 6 months, and then maybe there was a problem, you know. And I still didn't stop drinking. You know, it wasn't until I got into a misdemeanor hit and run on the 14 freeway here, you know, and I'm in a position where I work with a firearm, and I had that firearm in my vehicle, and they sent me to AA, and I was scared. I was scared when I came in here with that DUI. But even though I was scared, and all those personal relationships were destroyed, and those kids weren't in my life, I still had a list of things that I said that I was never going to do, like I did when I grew up, and I was never going to say these prayers. And I was never going to hold your guys' hand and pray. That was never going to happen. I wasn't going to read this big book that don't got no pictures in it. And I wasn't going to close my eyes and meditate, because I knew one of you guys were going to punch me. I knew I wasn't going to call another grown man and tell him about my feelings, you know, or any of that. What I've come to find out in my experience is that my sponsor rarely cares about my feelings. So I didn't have to tell him about those things too much. But when I came into these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, you guys told me things that... that now, you know, like I hold dear to my heart, you know, and I tell other people those things because they mean something to me, you know, like when you guys tell me and you told me to keep coming back, Malcolm, you know, I hadn't been told to come back to a place in a long time. You said, let us love you until you learn to love yourself, Malcolm, you know, and I'm still working on how to love myself. And there's people inside these rooms, and there's women that I share my life with that love me while I continue to do those things. And when I came into those rooms, I saw somebody inside of those rooms, you know, and I heard you guys speaking, and I said, if I could just memorize a couple of those things from that big book, and I could smile a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and I could say the things that you guys say, maybe I could get the things that you guys got. So I started saying the things that you guys said, and I started repeating everything that you guys were doing, and I was an AA parrot, and I would do everything that you guys would do except the steps. And I was dying inside the rooms of AA with untreated alcoholism, and I didn't know it. I didn't know it until there was a woman who invited me over her house one day, and I had 9 months sober, dying inside the rooms, and y'all done messed up and gave me a title of a secretary, you know, and she said, Malcolm, you need, she said, please come over, and I said, I knew it. I said, this is what AA is all about. I'm on my way right now, you know. And I went over there, and she handed me this book that looked like a Bible. And I said, what is this? And she gave me a number to three men, you know what I'm saying? And what I didn't know is when I called one of those men, that I would ask him to help me stop drinking. I didn't know that he was going to help me change my life, help me become a better man, a better father, a better spouse, a better AA member, and a better friend. The first thing that he gave me was tools that I would be armed with for the rest of my life that would help me. Tools like that lay aside prayer that I just said. And the first thing that he gave me, I said, God, please. And I said, hold on, man. I said, what if I don't believe in God? He said, I don't care. Say it anyway. I said, hold on. What if I can't memorize this prayer? He said, you ever heard that song? He said, I got sunshine. And I said, yeah. He said, what's after that? I said, on a cloudy day. He said, what's after that? I said, when it's cold outside, keep going. I got the month of May. He said, I guess you'll say. He said, if you can learn that song, Malcolm, you can learn the prayer. He said, learn the prayer. And after that, he helped me. He gave me a blank page. He said, the blank page is everything I think I know about recovery, everything I think I know about life, and everything I think I know about God. That I need to become that blank page so that God could write a new chapter in my life. That the lay aside prayer was going to help me become the blank page. That the lay aside prayer was going to erase all the lurking notions and the reservations in my mind, because I had some of those things. I said, what if my mom dies? What if something happens to my kids? And he said, so what? And I promise you that if I was big enough, I would have whooped on him, you know, but I couldn't. But I got strength from you guys, because you came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and you told me how you stayed sober if you lost your kids. And you told me how you stayed sober if your parents weren't around anymore. And you told me that I was going to be all right. As long as I learned the circle and triangle, and as long as I stayed inside Unity Recovery and Service, that I had a chance. You know, so I learned that blank page. And I learned that circle and triangle. The thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that it works too good for me to want to continue to do it. Because you guys told me that I had to write an inventory and be able to come and to be able to take a fearless and moral look at what it is that I've done. And then I had to be able to go and tell somebody else about that. Those are things that I don't want to do. Those aren't things that I said that I didn't want to do. And I did anyway. Those are things that I don't want to do today. So I found it in my experience, if I want to be free, that I have to do the things that I don't want to do. I must. Let it be slowly or let it be surely. I mean, let it be quickly or let it be slowly. But the thing is, about writing that inventory and going through these steps and going through this process, is that I'm the only one that controls how fast or how slow that I go through that. And that suffering is an option. And that is going to hurt. And it's going to hurt a lot. And not only for me, but for everybody around me. And so I continue to go through that process. So I keep continuing to come back to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous to be able to look at you guys, and you can show me how to do it. So I can keep my shirt tucked in and my tie tight, you know, so that today I'm not dominated by what it is that you think of me. Because what I suffer from is the bondage of self. What I feel, what I think, what I perceive, what I believe. Because what I fancy myself is somebody who was raised by NWA. What I think I am is Tupac, you know? So once you guys step on one of my ideas, attached to my expectations are some feelings. And you guys, and those are the expectations that I either set for you by telling you, or the best ones that I like, the ones that are fancied, the ones that I make up. And when you step on those expectations and my feelings get hurt, I want to puff up my chest and twist up my fingers and let you know who it is that I think I am. And I hurt everybody around me. Until I don't want to drink, but I need a drink. So I keep coming back to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, not because I'm scared I'm going to take a drink. I keep coming back because I'm scared I'm going to lose my relationship with the power that's greater than myself. Because once I do that, then everybody's in trouble. So I'm going to keep coming back. My name's Malcolm. I went to sleep sober last night. I woke up an alcoholic again. Thank you for letting me share.